class. Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
And we're back. You are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Illyrian by the pianist Lubomir Melnik, and he's got a really interesting style to doing all of this. Honestly, he, I guess, you know, this is kind of minimalism, kind of new agey, but he has a style, I mean, which he calls continuous playing, which just turns one phrase into entire pieces, like what happened, there. It starts off really simple, and he just keeps building, variations on the theme in really elegant, complex ways that just keep building on it. By the way, Zach, you're back on the air.
Hi. Sorry, I was still a little bit thrown off by the PSA.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that PSA before. That was kind of weird.
I want to think I've heard, like, you or someone play it. I don't know. It really sounds like something that you do here on the college radio station. I'm pretty sure I've heard similar ones in the WHUS vault. And when I do say vault, I mean vault because I'm pretty sure we sent them there after a while.
Well, I mean, there's
all
also...
good things must at least go into the archive to be brought back, now and again to remember the good old days.
So how many things is your voice in at this point?
I don't know. I haven't listened to WHUS in a while.
That husky thing is still ridiculous.
Oh.
Yes, literal husky.
Landing on my tail. But yeah, at one point at a radio station party, someone made me the fake award of most likely to have produced any given PSA.
Most likely to have produced what?
Most likely to have produced any given FDA or PSA. At that point, I was still fairly active producing stuff. So.
Yeah. No, I haven't. I think a lot of these are rather old. And
I'm not sure how
all the donations PSAs actually have last year on them. You guys should go to donate.wmfo.org and to help keep the station running. Yay! That's my plug.
I mean, hey, if you want to support good college radio, hey, that's a place to do it.
Yeah.
Call to action, Chris. Call to action.
Indeed, Zach. So yeah. I guess we're on to the main feature of the second hour, in a sense.
Really? Lore wasn't the... Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, no, Lore... I mean, of the first hour, yes, they were the feature. If you recall, I usually split my show up into 2 hours, do a little something different between both of them, or, you know, have the same theme across them. But this just happens to be one where the two halves are a little disjointed, unfortunately. Yeah.
But hey, that's the way things work. Sometimes the dissonance is good.
Yeah, no, for sure. Although I do like to put the chiller half second. I mean, it's going to function a little differently today.
Chris, you need something to keep you, you know, staying awake until the end of the show, okay?
Well, yeah, no, I can usually stay awake until 3 in the morning. Usually, I mean, I'll get used to my low sleep schedule again in a few days, I swear. But I mean, my semester just got a little easier, hopefully, even if I'm going to pick up a new class. Yeah, there's, I mean, there's somehow first semester senior year is the semester in which I've had the most schedule changes. I added a class and then I dropped the class and then I might be adding another class and the add date has passed already and I need to figure out what to do. Yeah, usually I can get the stuff done with an add drop form, but we'll see. Question mark? I'll figure this out.
Life and times of the miraculous Christopher Sy.
Indeed, indeed. Anyway, so this is, and I am going to play an entire album front to back. The album's called Dysnomia.
Did you mention what was you listening to? What statement? I'm sorry, I couldn't remember if you had done the legal ID.
Oh, I did. Right at the top. Yeah. Yeah, this album's called Dysnomia. It's by the group Dawn of Midi, and I mean, I'd classify them as jazz, which really tries to push the boundary of things. I guess, you know, what they really try and do here is deconstruct the elements of jazz and see where it goes. And remarkably, it ends up with something a lot like Terry. What's his name? In C. There we go. Yeah, and. Which I've played on the air. I might have played at least two different versions on air previously, and I mean it's a great piece. I performed it in New Music Ensemble 2 years ago, and to find something which bore a striking resemblance to that piece was surprising. But you can definitely see that it's so much more jazz influenced here, it's a great group. And I guess, the really interesting thing about this is that, this is an album that's focused on restraint in a sense. I mean, you'll hear that often, that each of the three members of the trio, they pick out, sometimes very few notes to focus on, and by stripping it down kind of melodically that low, you actually get to focus on the interplay of the different rhythms, and you actually find just whole different, avenues that are just based on this interplay. So, it's really cool in that light, and it is broken up into tracks, but the tracks are really contiguous. It is one piece, and it is meant to be listened to as a whole. So I'm gonna be doing that for you. Dawn of Mini's Dysnomia. Bleh, I can't English. All right, let's go. Thank you.
pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right, that was Dawn of Minnie's Dysnomia. Zach, you're back on the air? Yeah, so I guess this is it. This is show number one for the semester, and hopefully we're going to have many more great shows. So, you're actually going to be here next week, right?
Yes, I am. So, you're going to have two bantering hosts next week as opposed to one host and an annoying caller.
Yay! That's wonderful. Hopefully I get more guests on here. I mean, because I know this is a late slot, but yeah, I have actually done kind of a graveyard-ish shift pretty much every semester I've been here.
It's safe harbor, you know. It's good for something.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it kind of works with what I do, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But this is really fun. I love this time slot. I can do whatever the hell I want and don't have to really worry about anything. I mean, they're the standard rules, and try to avoid profanity. But you can have it in what you play, which means that I don't have to really worry about what I play. Although, I don't really recall anything that I've played that has profanity. Oh yeah, no. I mean, some of the stuff I played freshman year for sure, and actually, some of the Antlers is actually explicit. Oh. It's not really.
And also that one time you played I Love You, Honey Bear.
Oh, yeah, no, there's also that. I mean, definitely there's a few tracks which I don't spot. I mean, because I don't think about it, so I don't know what would happen if I actually had, you know, a more conventional radio slot. But yeah, I guess, I mean, it looks like I'm the last one in here for the night. So we're going to go automation for the night. Come back tomorrow morning. This is DJ Chris Sy. This is the Rainbow Theorem. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Good night.